the WEOL Morning Show. We've got a full studio this hour, and in studio joining us this morning from Elyria High School, a special education teacher, Kevin Corp. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
And also we have with us Gail Weber, teacher.
Good morning.
And you've got one of your students, Brendan. Hi, Brendan. How are you today?
Hi. Good.
Thanks for coming in. You're in today because coming up on May 12th, Special Olympics at Ely Stadium taking place. And, of course, it's an event that brings a lot of people and kids from around the county to be a part of it. But they also need volunteers. So to that end, you and a bunch of your friends have put together a how to volunteer at the Lorain County Special Olympics. It's posted on YouTube. It's kind of a way to get people involved. And here's a little bit of the sample of this, of the things that people can volunteer to be a part of.
You can help athletes get to their event on time or work at a face painting booth.
We always need help at the softball field, or you can be a blocker at finish line.
There is always a need of runners to get information around the event, or you could work at the donation table.
We always need help at the shout out table, or you can dress up in a costume.
We are working hard and ready.
If you want one of the jobs, there are some expectations.
You must be on time.
Have a big smile, have a good attitude.
Teamwork is very important.
You need to pay attention.
Keep athletes busy.
Get athletes engaged.
Treat all athletes the same.
Thank you again for your interest in helping out with this year's Special Olympics. For more information, please contact the individuals displayed on the screen.
We have just a thing for you.
So the idea for putting something like this together, where did it come from, Kevin? How did this come
about? It actually came from another teacher over at Eastern Heights, Mrs. Hahn. And Ms. Hahn actually called me up. We used to work together and said, I want to get some kids to volunteer for the Special Olympics. Is there anything I can show them? And at that point, there wasn't anything. So we decided, part of our English class, to make a video for people that wanted to volunteer. Yeah. So it was kind of a group effort. I worked with the Special Olympics committee. I worked with Mr. Kessler at the high school, the media specialist who did all the video work for us, and the students, along with Mrs. Weber and some other folks, made the video.
So Gail, tell me a little bit about how that came to be. You kind of have to sort of come up kind of an outline, kind of work through what it is you want to tell, and then kind of figure out how to have everybody participate, right?
Yes, and the students came up with the script and they wrote the song and everyone came together. And
so that song that we have here at the end here is something that was put together as part of that too?
Correct.
And so it kind of gives them another way to participate. There's some that are the athletes, other people talk about promoting and volunteering. So Brendan, what are you excited about for this Special Olympics coming up?
Torchbearer.
Is that what you're going to be a participant in that?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever participated in the Special Olympics competition itself at any time?
Relay and jumping and running.
Now, of the relay, where do they put you? Are you the guy who first gets it, or the guy who last gets it, or somewhere in between?
First guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a trick to that, handing off that baton to the other guy as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where you can win or lose that race, I suppose, as well. So tell me, you're a senior, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be graduating soon. And when you were putting something like this, this is something different for you to do, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
And what was the part that I saw you in there as part of that? What were you talking about? What volunteer thing were you helping people learn about?
Helping people...
At the finish line.
At the finish line.
Okay. Well, so the volunteers, what will they be doing at the finish line? Usually giving somebody water maybe, or at least helping them out?
Well, water plus then the volunteers would help make sure the athletes get off to the side of the track. They help record the scores, the times of the races. So there's a lot of activity at the finish line that we need help for.
Yeah.
During the year, how important? The Special Olympics, how much does that play into things that you do within your curriculum or your course, or we let people know who are participating and being a part of that?
We actually began practices a month ago. We would put on our jackets, and if there was a sunshiny day, we were out there timing and measuring the distance they could run or throw or jump. So practice has actually started maybe 6 weeks ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But everyone tries to figure out where they fit in and what they can do best to
Correct.
Show off their skills.
Yes.
And I was watching the video that you put together about volunteering. You said that they kind of wrote it, they produced it. I even saw young man there have sort of a device that sort of spoke for him as well. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
there's a lot of ways technology can help.
Correct.
This, absolutely.
For doing something like this. So what did they like? How many people were participating in there? Who were some of the other people that were participating along with Brendan in there?
In her class, Brendan, how many other students?
Dorian, Justin, Caleb, Malcolm, and...
Sam and Ray.
And Ray.
Okay. And Sam.
And Sam.
Now, did you each write the lines that you speak, or did you kind of all put a script together and then choose which parts you wanted to take?
We worked on it collaboratively, all of us together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how many takes did it take for you to do? I know when I do production here, and sometimes you flub it up or you can't remember it. How many times did you guys have to go through some of the lines to get them?
Two or three times.
Okay.
And they were good.
And then you figure out
yeah.
which is the best one,
mm-hmm.
and you put it together like that.
Yep. And that's where Mr. Kistler from the high school helped us a whole lot. Because he works the station there,
okay.
So he could do all the video editing and clipping and stuff. So these guys were excited to be in front of the green screen. And then,
oh, is that how you did that?
Because
I noticed in the picture it looks like there's the stadium behind you and the athletes.
Yeah.
And they did it all in front of a green screen. So that was a new experience for all of us,
okay.
too.
So explain to me, Brendan, how does this green screen work? I have no idea. Did they tell you how it worked at all?
They put the microphone on me,
okay.
and they tell me to
stand up. Now, did you have cue cards? Sometimes people in TV or whatever have like big words written on sheets, or they have people help them.
A teleprompter.
Oh, is that how that
works?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They rehearsed their lines quite a bit beforehand. Plus, then we also had the teleprompter, so they could read their lines also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a special place at the school then where they do with the TV production.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that area before to go to do that?
Not until this year.
Wow. Not until this year.
Okay.
No.
We'll see. Well, you're a senior. You get special privileges.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on there. Are you excited to graduate now?
Yeah. I'm going to Murray Ridge. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot that goes on, and, you know, you never know what happens after you get through the school years. You can miss some of your friends, though, I suppose.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to miss all my teachers, too.
Well, yeah, I bet that's nice to see Mrs. Weber, isn't that?
Yeah.
It is.
To see
it
that,
absolutely
too.
Absolutely is.
But you've seen them grow through the years, and you see them progress to be young adults.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then it's time for them to let them go and go on to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have other students as well that are coming up. And
Correct.
Help them.
And so we try to prepare them, and we think they're all prepared pretty good for the real world here in a few weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope for good weather coming up on May 12th. That's always the thing we always look to see, whether the weather's going to cooperate for the Special Olympics again at Ely Stadium, and people can volunteer. Now, if people want to volunteer, do you know what's the best way for them
all
to do that?
All they have to do is contact the school, the high school, at 440-284-8300 and ask for Mrs. Orr. And she will be able to direct them and give them the information they need. Also, if they don't want to volunteer but they want to come and watch, they're more than welcome to come to the stadium and watch also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you're not coming to watch. You're coming to cheer.
Yes.
You're coming
okay.
to support. If you just sit and watch, you might as well stay home. We want you to come and cheer on your favorite people
it's
as well.
It's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, lots of going on and all the special awards and the fun that takes place. Again, that's coming up Special Olympics Ely Stadium on May 12th. But if you want to find out how to volunteer, again, if you go to the Elyria Schools Pioneer TV, they have a YouTube channel. They do a lot of different things throughout the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you just type in how to volunteer at the Lorain County Special Olympics. You'll get to see Brendan and all his classmates showing you what you need to do to be a volunteer for Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Again, the teacher Kevin Corp and also Gail Weber, thank you for coming in this morning and sharing some of the excitement. Brendan, thanks for stopping in and appreciate your time today.
You're welcome.